Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Thank you guys for joining us here. It is Wednesday, September 3rd. It is 5:30. And yes, this half hour, just for you guys who are up early with us, we appreciate you. Just a warning, anyone driving the 215 going, south, right where the curve is in front of Durango Station, there's a big accident, like something spilled there. So it was down to one lane and huge backup this morning. So if that is in your route this morning, keep that in mind. You might want to get off on an earlier exit and try to take the side streets. It was kind of rough out there.
For sure. How are you, by the way? How was your day yesterday?
I am fantastic. I had a great day yesterday. I got my hair did, caught the Yankees game, just kind of chilled at home. So it was a really good day for me yesterday. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Is not, by the way, having your hair did, is that not the best feeling ever?
I love it. I love it. And my hair, my hair salon is right across the street from Steph's house. And so I was driving by her house and I honked. I don't think you heard my honk. I honked, but I was like, hey, Steph, but oh, the people next to me thought I was honking at them. I felt kind of bad.
I love you for doing that. Like, hi, Steph. Even though, like, my apartment unit's, like, towards, like, the furthest back, I would have not heard it at all.
Darn it. That was me saying hi. If you ever hear a honk, it's me.
Thank you.
What's going on, Steph? You didn't hear it through all that concrete?
No, I didn't. And next time, I'll try and have better ears.
Yeah. My day was pretty uneventful, pretty chill. Talked to my mom, called Mama Julian. Aside from that, I played relationship counselor, one of my friends. Back in Seattle, he is going through a breakup and he is not having the best time. I played relationship counselor there, and that's pretty much it.
What kind of advice are you giving him?
A lot of listening, and pretty much I'll try to keep this really short. But basically, start dating this girl. They've been dating a year. It's long distance, and they share their locations, and he essentially found out that she lied to him. There's no cheating involved, that she lied to him a couple times about who she's been hanging out with through this sharing locations thing. And I'll be honest, ladies, I've never done this. It's foreign to me, sharing locations. And he's on a 30-day break from her. So I guess they're not officially broken up, but you know,
a 30-day break. Wow, yeah. That's very specific. They're like, we give this 30 days, and then they come back and decide whether or not they want to stay together, or that what happens then.
I assume so. He's a very specific guy, Mercedes. So yeah, he specifically said a 30-day break. You know what's funny is the sharing location thing is like, I've never really, like, is that really a healthy thing to do? Especially if you're like dating someone a year. I've just never heard of that, but you know, I get it. You want to know where your partner is and you're looking out for him. But
you just think in general it's a bad idea?
I think early on in a relationship, when you're first getting to know someone, maybe a year is still, you know, maybe that's a good time for me. I feel like maybe share locations after, you know, you've moved in together. They haven't done that. So that's just me, though.
Relationship expert. If you have any questions on relationships, Julian's got you covered.
No, I just listen.
I know. I love hearing the advice. You know, some people may be taking this and utilizing it. I share my locations with my family and a few select friends. That's about it. Steph, I know that for you, you've got like hundreds of locations. friends that you share.
I think I have like 35 people now. Oh, I share locations with. It's literally like an app for me. Like I'll open it up, I'll zoom into the world map and see where all of my friends are. My friend Emery right now is in Italy. That's my biggest thing right now. She's traveling all over the country of Italy. She's going to like, is it Bologna and like Milan and stuff like that. But honestly, it is so fun to watch people just traveling. Oh, all my little minions, they're all in their little places.
Like, where are they going? Yes. Oh, this one's traveling on the highway. Where are we going?
So. And sometimes I base it off like, oh, are they home? Should I call them? Oh, let me just check up my location first.
Yeah, that's sometimes I get tripped out. My friends, one of my friends texted me this weekend, how's San Diego? I'm like, how they know I was in San Diego? Oh, I'm like, oh, I share my location with that person. I had no idea.
See, that's the thing. Do you always want everyone to know where you are? But then again, I guess it depends on who you're sharing it with.
Yeah,
right?
The people that I'm sharing it with, I have no issue with them knowing where I am. There are some people I would never share my location with. Absolutely yeah. not.
We'll keep it quiet.
Well, we have a lot coming up on the show today. We just got another text about that accident. That was on the 215 South, right by Durango Station where it curves. There were like cleaning stuff up. There were a bunch of guys in the street with brooms cleaning something. It was a whole mess. So hopefully that's getting cleaned up now. So that's exactly where that was. And a lot coming up on the show this morning. More Disneyland tickets for you. 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Make sure you are listening for that. We also have an early edition of Heads Up. We've got your San Gennaro Feast tickets. So make sure you are listening just after 6 o'clock for that. But right now it's time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Follow You Down by the Gin Blossoms? Anywhere you go. Do you want to hear Rehab by Amy Winehouse? Try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home with Brad. Or do you want to hear The One by Backstreet Boys? I'll be the one. Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do it a couple of ways. Go to our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. You can vote there. You can vote on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. So Jason Kelce and his wife Kylie, they may not be done having kids yet. They've got four girls. And he was on a podcast and he said, if a boy happened, that would be fun. But then he was also talking about getting a vasectomy, possibly. So not really sure exactly where they stand right now, but clearly the man's torn between more kids or booking that appointment. And has anyone gone through that where you had a lot of one sex of a child and you kept trying for the other one? Because I see that happen a lot. You have four girls, they want that boy, they try again, maybe it's another girl. And he emphasizes, like, we're just happy that they're healthy, they're good kids. Like, that's the bottom line. And I think we can all agree with that. But a friend of mine is literally going through that same thing right now. She's got three girls and she and her husband want to try for a boy, but they're nervous. They're like, not like if they had another girl, of course they'd be happy, but it's like, oh man, like four girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just absorbing all this. I don't have children. I would think, are they shooting for a boy just because they want the differentiation, just more of a balance?
I think a lot of people, like, that's their dream family, a boy and a girl or, whatever. Not because they wouldn't love another girl, sure. But because it feels like, they would just be doing it in hopes for a boy. So they feel kind of conflicted about it. Like, I get it, because when Matt and I had our two girls, people were always kind of pressuring us to try for a boy. Like, everyone's like, oh, are you going to try for that boy next? Are you going to try for that boy? And honestly, we were happy with our two girls. So it was never a thing for us. Like, it would have been cool, but it didn't happen. So we were never really bothered. Like, is anyone listening that has like the largest all boy or all girl team out there? And did you keep trying until you finally got the opposite sex, or did you eventually wave the white flag and say, okay, this is going to be our squad? Let's talk to Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Did this happen to you?
Not to me, but growing up, friends of our family, they ended up filling their house up with boys trying to have a girl. They ended up with five boys.
Did they finally stop?
They did.
They're like, wow. We're not going to go for six. I mean, at what point do you say, like, yeah, this is just probably not in the cards for us, right? Right. Okay. Bonnie, good morning.
She said right.
No, I was talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
Bonnie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think?
So my brother had all girls. He had three girls, and he wanted a boy. So I told him the secret to having a boy is you have to do it with boots on.
With your boots on?
That's on.
That's the key.
So my sister-in-law comes to me and is like, what the hell? And ironically, they had a boy.
He kept the boots on. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
You want a boy? Wear the boots.
Who knew it was that simple?
I had no idea. This isn't an informational program this morning. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, September 3rd. It is 6:02. Thank you guys so much for being here. Kind of gloomy this morning. Some rain showers earlier today. So keep that in mind driving in this morning. It's not wet right now, but we could get more showers throughout the day. How's everyone doing this morning?
Doing good. Just had a pretty chill day. Not much to report. Went to the grocery store, did my shopping, and I'm psyched that everyone in the room is psyched. It's making me psyched for this new Gaga song.
Yeah,
very excited.
We're very excited about that. I'll get to that in just a second. Well, actually, we'll just get to it right now. You know what? While we're talking about Gaga, we just played Gaga and she brought her off up. We'll talk about that. I kind of was holding off on this all morning because I wanted to hear this new song for the very first time together. She just dropped a brand new single for season 2 of Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It's called The Dead Dance. And from what I've heard, it's got like a spooky thriller style kind of vibe with Gaga's kind of signature sound on it. And she wrote it with the same team from her Mayhem album. So it might have that same kind of feel to it. I haven't heard it yet. Have you listened to it?
Not at all. And I'm curious, is there like an actual dance to the song? Do we know?
I don't know that. That is an excellent question. We'll try to find that
like
out. Tim Burton directed the video that's going to be dropping this morning, 9:00. And so Gaga even plays a new character in the season of Wednesday, Rosaline Rotwood. So those new episodes of Wednesday drop. So let's do this. Our first listen, all of us together. Let us know what you guys think. I'm excited to hear this all with all of us here. It's called The Dead Dance. Call us, text us, 702-364-9400. I want your take. Is this a cool, creepy anthem? A one and done? Let us know what you think. 702-364-9400.
Like the words of a song, I hear you call.
That is the brand new from Lady Gaga, The Dead Dance, straight off season 2 of Wednesday. That was my first listen of it, and I have to say that was amazing. I absolutely love that. What did you guys think? 702-364-9400. This text just came in. It says, catchy, don't love it. That's fair. This one says, from Christy, Lady Gaga can do no wrong. This song is awesome. This one says, I could tell this song was good from the intro into the slow build. Love it. This one says, I think the chorus has to grow on me a little more. Yeah, it's all of our first listens. What did you guys think?
I think I'm ready to dance. I think we should all make up a dance to this because first listen, I dig it. I honestly, I'm not a Gaga expert, but I thought it might be a little bit morbid, but not at all. I love that it's very catchy, very poppy, and I'm a fan.
What did you think, Steph?
Oh my God, I think this song is going to blow up. I think once we find out what Wednesday episode and the song that'll be a release, I think they're going to make it big. They're going to make it bigger than what it is.
Yeah, that was excellent. I usually don't like songs on first listens. It usually takes me a few. And that one right away, I was like, ooh, I like it. I think it's going to blow up. But yeah, keep your feedback coming. We'd love to hear from you guys. We'll play it again throughout the morning for sure. And we've got a lot coming up this morning. 7:30, we have your tickets to Disneyland. We are giving away your 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, we've got an early edition of Heads Up. We've got your San Gennaro Feast tickets to give away, so don't go anywhere for that. But on the way next, we have What's Trending. Cardi B, she just walked out of court a winner, and her testimony was peak Cardi. Wigs, one-liners, a big sigh of relief. We're going to get into all of that coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the Hot Topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Cardi B is trending this morning. She just experienced a great win in her California court case. A jury sided with her in a civil assault case and found her not liable. Have you guys been following this trial at all?
In the beginning, initially, and then honestly, I forgot about it because it's been so long. So.
Well, the case goes back to 2018 when a security guard claimed that Cardi scratched her face in a hallway confrontation at a doctor's office. Cardi was pregnant at the time, and she said that never happened. She spent 2 days on the stand, called it a frivolous lawsuit, and this is what she had to say when it was all over.
I am not that celeb that you're going to sue and you think it's going to settle. I'm not going to settle. The next person to try to do a frivolous lawsuit against me, I'm going to countersue, and I'm going to make you pay.
Now, she also admitted she was upset because she missed her kids' first day of school because she was stuck in court. But leave it to Cardi to come up with the best one-liners ever. Like, this whole thing, the sound bites were so great. Here's what she had to say about why she was concerned when she came face-to-face with this woman at the doctor's office.
Why were you concerned?
Because I'm pregnant and this girl's about to beat my ass. Hello?
Hello?
She talked about the struggle it was to look good every day.
It's been late night and early, 5:30 in the morning. I gotta get up 5:30 so I can look like this for y'all. When I say that my forehead is raw from changing all these wigs, raw.
She had the whole courtroom in and the press in stitches. They were all just, she was so funny.
Except for that one lawyer. He didn't read any social cues. He's like, hello.
Oh, he didn't like her at all. They did not have a good relationship at all. That was the prosecuting attorney.
Swear to God, I will say it in my deathbed. I did not touch that woman. I know I got a little reputation, but I swear to God, I'm innocent.
She was so funny. Leave it to Cardi. She joked the whole time, but Court TV streamed it all. Of course, all those clips have blown up on social media. The woman who sued her, their attorney, says that they will appeal, but for now, Cardi can close the book on this one, and that is what's trending. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. We have an early edition of Heads Up for you early morning listeners, and we've got your tickets to the San Gennaro Feast. So much fun. We've got a 4-pack of tickets for you right now to check it out at the M Resort September 17th through the 19th. With Heads Up, all you have to do is be caller 20 right now. Pick your category, get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and the San Gennaro Feast tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Melissa. You are caller 20.
Woo-hoo!
Are you ready to play some Heads Up for San Gennaro Feast tickets? Let's do it. We've got 3 categories for you to choose from this morning. Do you want to go with Ring-a-Ding, Orchestra Pit, or Breaking News?
Ring-a-ding.
Ring-a-ding. Okay, Telephone Tuesday was yesterday. I guess that was a day where we got the most phone calls throughout the year. So these are all things that are associated with phones, okay?
Okay.
Things associated with phones. We just need 6 in 60 seconds, and you win these passes. Let's do it.
All right, Melissa, heads up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
Usually these are 7 digits, and that's what I use.
Telephone number.
Yes, this is, if you don't answer, it's going to go straight to what?
Voicemail.
Yes. Not my cell phone. I have one of these attached to my house. It's called a what?
House phone.
Another name for that is
home phone.
Let's pass on that.
Landline.
Yes, it was landline. That is right. I'm sorry, I can't hear you right now. I am getting really bad. What?
Service.
It's
cell service.
It's very fuzz. Let's pass. This is, you must be talking to someone else because I called and I got this.
Pass.
It's going okay. This is you press the zero to get the who?
Operator.
Yes. These are really, really old devices where you put your finger in and then you twirl it.
Rotary phone.
Yes. This is when a bunch of us are on the same phone.
Oh no.
That's a conference call. Oh man, Melissa, I'm sorry. Yeah, we passed on a couple. Reception. Getting bad reception was what we were stuck on. And then also a busy signal. When you call, someone else is talking already and you get that beep, beep, the busy signal. I'm so sorry, Melissa, but that means caller 20, you get the tickets, 4 of them, to the San Gennaro Feast. Who wants them? Caller 20, you are in. 702-364-9400 is our number for San Gennaro Feast tickets. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Houston police have released new information about the shooting that killed 11-year-old Julian Guzman. Investigators say he and his 10-year-old cousin were attending a family gathering when they decided to play a ding-dong ditch prank, and the boys knocked on a door 3 times over about 15 minutes. On the 3rd knock, Julian recorded the prank on his phone, showing himself knocking and then running away. The video also captured the sound of gunshots and Julian gasping after being struck. Police say that the suspect, 42-year-old Gonzalo Leon Jr., was waiting behind a fence in his side yard when he fired. Officers emphasized that the boys were clearly identifiable as children. They weren't acting in a threatening way, but he was taken to the hospital and he died from his injuries on Sunday. Leon is a former Army veteran and he has been charged with murder. Police say they found a handgun, 20 additional firearms, tactical gear, smoke grenades, all during a search of his home.
This makes me so mad, Mercedes, on so many levels. The fact that it's just kids being kids. You know, they're harmless. They're just doing a prank. And I just... There's no excuse. I just can't imagine this dude should get life for sure, at the very least.
I agree in the sense that this kid did not deserve it. They were just playing a prank. But if you have kids that are doing these pranks, you better warn them that you just don't know what's behind the other side of the door. People are armed, and we've had the exact same thing happen to us where kids are just playing jokes, coming and kicking our door and ringing the doorbell and running. And, you know, we have the cameras, we see them, and we actually knew exactly who they were. And my husband went to their house and talked to the parents and was like, hey, look, I get it. I've been a kid too, but I just want to warn you, like, not everyone may be like us. You know, some people may have guns, so you might want to warn your kids that they have to be careful. Not saying this kid deserved it anyway, because he absolutely did not, but you just don't know what's on the other side of that door.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It's just, when I read this story, it just really hurt my heart. But yeah, responsibility, teaching kids responsibility and things like that and being aware. Yeah, that's a great point.
Also this morning, Uber Eats, they are expanding beyond food delivery. I mean, really, why are we going to even leave our houses at this point? The company announced a new partnership with Best Buy that allows customers to order electronics small appliances, all through the Uber Eats app. Some of the items you can get here are headphones, gaming gear, kitchen appliances. More than 800 Best Buy stores are participating in the program. And then Best Buy is also partnered with DoorDash and Instacart in recent years as they look to expand their delivery options.
I don't like this idea. Do you like this idea?
I think convenience is great. Am I going to buy a blender off DoorDash? Probably not, but I could see maybe being at a party and they're like, let's make margaritas. I don't have a blender. Let's Uber Eats one. And then, then it's there. That's convenient, right?
Yeah, okay. That scenario is great. But when it comes to, like, actual electronics, and maybe it just speaks to my character, I'm not quite sure about you, but, like, when it comes to, like, headphones, handheld devices, I want to ask questions, like a lot of questions, and I want to hold the product. I want to be in that moment. I like separation, and this just... I don't know. This just makes me like it's too easy. It's too easy. You know, what's next? You can be able to order a car off Uber Eats. You know, that's just me.
You've never seen the Carvana machines?
I stay away from all those things. I really do, Mercedes.
There's a big off the I-15. I think it's I-15 in Flamingo. There's a giant vending machine with cars in it.
And
you can go and buy the cars. I believe it's Carvana, and you can literally like say, okay, I want this one, and then you can buy the car. People want convenience. They don't want to do all the 20 questions. I get it. I don't ask a ton of questions. I kind of research, and then I walk in and I'm like, that is exactly what I want. Don't want to have a conversation. But yeah, they're trying to make everything convenient for people now.
I'm learning things every day. Don't judge me. Okay. I just moved here, but I thought I never paid attention to the Carvana thing. I thought it was a dealer and they're just showing off the cars.
No, from what I understand, that's some sort of a machine to, I don't know if you can like, you know, put your money in and then it spits it out. I don't know how that works exactly. If anyone knows, but yeah, it's all about convenience, baby. Finally, this morning, the Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce has been voted the second most annoying player in the NFL. This survey found 17% of fans ranked him as irritating. And the rival fan bases like the Raiders and the Eagles, they contributed most to that result. So Raider fans, is Ramon here this morning? Okay, Ramon's the biggest Raider fan I know.
Uh-oh.
Do you think Travis Kelce is the most annoying NFL player?
Him or Patrick Mahomes, probably top two for sure.
But hold on, what makes someone annoying, Ramon?
Well, Patrick Mahomes sounds like Kermit the Frog looks like Ronald McDonald.
Patrick Mahomes.
See? Told you. I thought that was Patrick Mahomes over there.
That was good. What's up, Patrick Mahomes? Do you think that Taylor Swift adds to...
Oh, 100%. Okay. And he's been a Raider killer for like 10 years.
Okay. So who... let's go around the room. Who is the most annoying NFL player?
Oh my gosh.
I do want to add Aaron Rodgers should be up there too.
That was mine. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, Julian?
I'm not a football expert.
Okay, well, the two football experts are correct. Aaron Rodgers took the top spot.
Yes.
24% of fans call him the most annoying, largely because of his like outspoken views on COVID, vaccines, his conspiracy theories, things like that. Kelce's teammate, Patrick Mahomes, third place. And rounding out the top five were Dak Prescott and Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh.
Not bad. Not a bad list.
Where is, what's the Baltimore Ravens quarterback? Where's he?
Lamar
Jackson. Is he on that list?
I don't see him on the list. You think he's most annoying?
I think really? He's, and I don't think it's personality. You know when someone is just so good at what they do? It's like being a hater at this point. I'm like, oh, Lamar Jackson, here we go, number eight.
You're good, I hate you.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, we've got our contestant, Donna. Good morning, Donna. Let's do this. Beat Mercedes is on, Donna. All you got to do is guess the song and artist faster than I can, and you're going to walk away with a beautiful $475 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. Are you ready to do this?
I am so ready.
I'm going to have an off day. I feel it. I feel an off day coming. Let's do it, Donna. So I'm going to leave the studio. You've got this, and we'll see you in a couple of minutes, okay?
All right. That
sounds good. Bye, guys.
I love this energy, by the way, Donna. Mercedes is exiting the studio. She cannot hear a thing, and I'm going to break down the rules for you real quick. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, got it. Once you say got it, we're going to stop the clock and the song, and you have 5 seconds to say something. Does that sound good, Donna?
Sounds great.
All right, good vibes going your way, and Beat Mercedes, the sound starts now.
I can almost see.
Okay.
Got it.
Got it. What you got?
The Climb, Miley Cyrus.
Okay, Miley Cyrus, The Climb. Let's bring in Mercedes. So, Donna, I hear you work at, is it Western Bar? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Nice. Doing the restaurant supply thing and the bar thing as well, huh?
Correct.
Well, thank you. We appreciate
it. You're the best.
You are the best. You are the best. Absolutely. And speaking of the best, maybe she's the best. Maybe not today. Mercedes, are you back?
I am back. I'm ready to go.
Okay. You feeling the best? You ready?
I hope so. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Here we go. The sound starts now.
Oh, got it. The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Wow.
Climb by Miley Cyrus. And we have Steph with official scores.
All right, Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 2.9 seconds. And you are correct. The Climb by Miley Cyrus. Donna also got The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my gosh.
And stopped the clock at 8.2 seconds.
Oh, man, Donna, you had a great day, but I guess I didn't have that off day that we talked about. Honestly, it was kind of off for me. 2.9 is a little bit long.
That is.
But yeah, that means that we increase the value of that diamond pendant. It is now going to be worth $500 tomorrow morning. Beat Mercedes, your chance to win. And now we get to listen to Miley. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. You know, all summer long, everyone kept saying, there's really not a song of the summer this year. But Billboard says otherwise. They have actually come out with their official list of the songs of the summer. And number one may surprise you. It surprised me for sure. But let's take a look at the top 10. So coming in at number 10, I think it was a great song, kind of a sleeper hit. Raven Lane, Love Me Not. Love this song. I was really happy. It kind of made the top 10. It was, like I said, it was like a late bloomer, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad it's getting the love that it did. You know what makes me sad is that she didn't even get nominated for the Best New Artist category at the VMAs.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. It's a shocker, too. But yeah, I'm with you. Love this.
Also, coming in at number 9, Sabrina. I mean, what would a song in the summer list be without Sabrina on it? Kind of surprised that it only came in at number 9. Pink Pony Club by Chappell Roan was number 8 on the biggest songs of the summer. What is your take so far? If you had to name one, what do you think the song of the summer was? Now, the official, it is officially summer's still happening, but obviously as far as the music goes, the summer season is over. What do you think? 702-364-9400. This song came in at number 7.
That's her fave, Mercedes.
Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters. That was, again, another kind of late bloomer in the summer. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. There's no denying this song was huge. It just doesn't give me like
summer vibes, right? It doesn't.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Also, coming in at number 5, Kendrick Lamar and SZA with Luther. Numbers 4 through 2 were all Morgan Wallen songs. Like, he dominated. 4, 3, and 2, What I Want, Just In Case, and I'm the Problem at number 2. But that brings us to the number 1 song of the summer. According to Billboard, it was Alex Warren's Ordinary. Now, it's got the numbers to back it up. Stayed on the charts 14 straight weeks. Billboard officially crowns it Song of the Summer. But here's where I disagree. Like, I get it. It definitely ruled the charts. But It just doesn't feel summery. It feels like it's nice. It's a beautiful song. I love it. But it just doesn't strike me as song of the summer material. What do you guys think?
Like when you want a song to be a song of the summer, you want to be able to drive and have the top down, have a smoothie or a coffee in your hand and feel like that. Like just back to what you're saying, this song number wise is good. I just don't know. Yeah, it just doesn't make me feel summary. Maybe it's the BPMs. Maybe it's just a little too slow. What do you think?
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400, song of the summer. If I had to pick my official pick, it was number one. It is number one right now on the Billboard Hot 100, Global 200, first K-pop girl group to top the Hot 100 since Destiny's Child in 2001.
Yes.
I'm going Golden. I think Golden was the song of the summer. Yes, it was later in the summer, but it's like roll down your windows. It feels summer. So I'm putting my vote behind Golden with a honorable mention to Sabrina Carpenter, Man Child. I feel like she just feels summery. If Sabrina were a season, she would be summer in my book. But what do you guys think? What is your personal song of the summer? 702-364-9400.
Okay, first, I'm with you. Those songs instantly put you in a summery mood. But this song, it was a late bloomer. It's fairly new. It's by Disco Lines and Tinashe, and it's called No Broke Boys. But this feels, I'll be honest, this feels Vegas to me. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not a fist pumper, Mercedes, Steph, but I could see people pumping fists to this.
This is the one for you.
Right?
When did it come out? Was it... It was another late bloomer?
Well, for me, I probably heard it about like a month and a half ago. I'm sure, look, it's probably been out longer, but I only got exposed to it maybe like a month and a half ago. But how can, like, kind of like your Huntrix vibes, how can you not want to dance to music like this? You know? Like, if you don't dance, I don't know. We need to have a conversation.
What do you guys think? Steph, what do you think song of the summer would be?
It'd be helpful if my mic was on. Honestly, I'm with you, Mercedes, on the Huntrix Golden. It's a late bloomer, don't you think? Like, I want it to feel like a summer song. And the kids, I think kids really know the tempo of music and where the pulse is. And all of the kids are singing Huntrix Golden. We need to be playing this song more, bosses. But yes, I'm with you on Golden and Sabrina Carpenter, because Sabrina, I wasn't really a huge fan of Man Child. Remember when it first came
yeah,
out?
Yeah, we were both kind of like, it's fine.
It's all right. But then it kind of has like this country twang feeling that I love. And I'm really loving the new album by Sabrina Carpenter. It's really growing on me.
Yeah, it's really good. We're getting a bunch of texts here. A lot of you agree with the Golden assessment here. This one says, what is your take on Soda Pop by the Soulja Boys? Song of the summer all the way. Hey, I didn't even think about that one. I mean, it is definitely catchy. And also off of K-Pop Demon Hunters, that is a good one. This one says, Ordinary does not give summer to me. I know, me neither. It's crazy. 365 by Shinedown has been playing all this summer. I absolutely love it. This one says, I never disagree with Mercedes, but I disagree on the Demon Hunter song. Sabrina or Kendrick should have taken the top spot. Hey, those are really good choices. It's really hard to just pick one. This one says, I just got back from a 5-day convention in Atlantic City called Dragon Con. K-pop Demon Hunters took over the show. There were several dance parties dedicated to just the songs, and the song was all the rage. I mean, you know, you made a plea to our bosses, but we are the bosses of this show.
Uh-oh. What are you saying?
I mean, if the people are asking, we have to deliver, right?
Right.
I mean, it's only fair. So this is our pick. Well, 2/3 of our pick for Song of the Summer. It's Huntrix Golden. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
We have Monica on the phone. Monica, you're caller 20. Let's do this. I love the alliteration. Monica, Mega Minute. Let's make it happen, okay? 10 questions, 60 seconds. All you got to do is answer them all correct in that time, and you're going to win tickets to Disneyland. Are you ready to do this, Monica?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Monica, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question, okay? And the Mega Minute starts now.
What is the name of the mermaid in The Little Mermaid?
Flounder.
No. The Disney ride Radiator Springs Racers is based off of which movie?
Pass.
What does the coffee PSL stand for?
Pass.
What movie featured the famous quote, "I see dead people"?
Sixth Sense.
Yes. What part of a plant absorbs water through the soil?
Root.
Yes. What singer just released their album, Man's Best Friend?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. Where in your body is your thyroid gland located?
Head, middle, neck.
Neck is correct. Which president had an affair with Monica Lewinsky?
Bill Clinton.
Yes. What state is known as the Show Me State?
Missouri.
Yes. What pop singer is featured on the newly released episodes of the show Wednesday?
Lady Gaga.
Yes. Oh, man. Monica, darn it. We had to skip a couple. The name of the mermaid in The Little Mermaid, that's Ariel. You said Flounder. That's her buddy, but it's Ariel. And the Disney ride Radiator Springs is based off of which movie? That's the movie Cars. And we passed on the coffee. PSL stands for what? That is a pumpkin spice latte. Very popular right now. So, Monica, I'm so sorry. That means you did not conquer the Mega Minute, but you still have a second chance. You can hang up and call right back because caller 20 right now, you're going to get these tickets. 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at one of the...
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The Dancing with the Stars cast has been revealed. We are talking season 34. The lineup is out. The ballroom's about to be pretty busy. We've got Olympic gold medalist Jordan Chiles. She's going to trade her little floor routines for some foxtrots. Dylan Efron, Zach's little brother and social media icon. He was also on the Traitors. He's going to hit the stage. Danielle Fischel from Boy Meets World, Forever Topanga. She's going to be on there. Pentatonix's Scott Hoyig is joining the cast. The list just keeps going. You got Elaine Hendricks. She was the mom from The Parent Trap. NBA All-Star Baron Davis, Corey Feldman, Fifth Harmony's Lauren Huarenge. Is that how you say her last name?
I think
Huarenge,
so.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
And comedian Andy Richter, plus Robert Irwin, the son of late Steve Irwin. He's going to follow in his sister Bindi's winning footsteps. Alex Earle, the social media star. And then Secret Lives of Mormon Wives stars Jen Affleck and Whitney Levitt. Hilaria Baldwin, she's rounding out the cast. So it's a pretty big one. Julianne Hough and Alfonso Ribeiro are returning as hosts with Derek Hough, Carrie Ann Inaba, and Bruno Tomioli judging. The season premieres on September 16th on ABC. So we'll see. Any front runners to any of you guys?
Well, just because Corey Feldman, I grew up to the kid, so I'm definitely pumped for Corey. Danielle Fischel, and I feel like Jordan, for obvious reasons, is going to win the whole thing. But yeah, how about you?
I think Robert Irwin's going to do well, and I also think Alex Earle's going to do well. She can dance, so I think she's going to be one of those that we just didn't see coming. How about you, Steph?
I think Jordan Chiles has taken the whole thing.
It's not fair.
Just seeing her floor routines at the Olympics a couple years ago, and just her sass and her style. She already has the flexibility. I mean, she's already a step ahead of everyone. So I think Jordan might take it all.
It should be good. So maybe I'll actually watch this season. I haven't watched for like the past six seasons.
It's
so.
Like my stepmom or like a mom type of show, don't you think?
Yeah. You know what's funny is my youngest, she loves it. She loves watching Dancing with the Stars.
And
she was always watching it on her iPad, and like I would just find out how people were doing through hers. So yeah, I don't know, because it does seem like a show that my mom loves to watch. Mm-hmm. But yeah, maybe the younger generation is jumping on board, especially with some of these social media stars on there who they really know. So we'll see. Also this morning, a new poll says that 70% of Americans rely on their gut when making life's biggest choices. We like to think we're rational, but let's be real, guys. Most of us end up just going kind of with the vibes that we get. Choosing a job, 32% of people said they went with their gut. Deciding where to move, 26% of people said they went with their gut. Breaking up with someone, also 26%. Even marriage made the list with 20% saying they just knew. No rationale behind it. They just knew. Same with buying homes, changing careers, investing money. The poll called it gut instinct, but I mean, let's be honest. It's kind of like that voice in your head. It's like, go ahead, do it. You know, that encouraging voice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Then the other voice saying, no, don't do it. It's not a good idea. This worries me, actually, because when it comes to life decisions, I just don't think it's, I don't think it's that easy. What? Buy a home. Okay. Oh, have a child. No problem. I'm a thinker. You know, I like to think deeply. Maybe too much
You tend to analyze. I've noticed that about you. You analyze everything.
It could be to a fault, Mercedes, yeah. To be honest with you. It could be to a fault. Maybe I need to adapt some of this gut instincts, but 70%, that concerns me. How about you?
Oh, I'm a gut instinct girl, and maybe that's a bad thing, but no. Yeah, I feel like my gut has never done me wrong. Just feelings on people, my gut has never been wrong. In fact, sometimes my head argues with my gut, and it's like, no, like, this person's good, and then my gut's like, and then the gut always wins. Or like a house purchase, like, you know, my head's like, I don't know, you shouldn't do this, and my gut's like, this is the one. And my gut's never been wrong on stuff like that.
But I'm not taking, like, it's not literal, like, you're not like driving by home, you're like, oh, you know, I really like this home, I'm gonna buy it.
No, I mean, if we're already looking and it's like, is this the one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, then you listen to your gut. So I think there's a lot to be said with it, but yeah, a happy medium is never bad. You definitely want to do some analyzing too and make sure you just don't only go on your gut instinct. So there's that. And then also this morning, it doesn't matter how old you are, how smart you are, anyone can fall for a scam. I don't know about this scam, but there's a woman in Japan who is in her 80s, and she just fell for one of the most bizarre scams that I can't believe she fell for. It's a romance scam, and we've seen all of those. But back in July, she started talking to a guy on social media who claimed he was an astronaut. So maybe that was a red flag. Again, she's 80 years old. She's like, oh, cool, you're an astronaut. So she kept talking to him. Things started to progress. She developed feelings. And finally, he just dropped the hammer one day and said, he's in trouble. Here's where the story goes. He said he was in space on a spaceship and was under attack on a ship. And he needed oxygen. And he asked if she could float him enough cash to buy some more oxygen. And she agreed. She sent him 1,000,000 yen, which is around $6,700. Officials in Japan shared the story, said to be suspicious if someone you ever met online asks for money, but especially if they're up in space. Maybe you FaceTime on that one just to make sure it's legit.
Yeah, this definitely sounds like a believable story. No. Did you say that she floated him the money?
Well, not like literally.
Oh, okay.
That was just a joke.
I took you literally. She would just
like throw it in the sky and it made it all the way up to space for him.
Do I feel bad? Yes, but I'm also slightly laughing inside because this is so wild.
It's so bad. And this is a time you should not go with your gut. I'm just telling you. Agreed. Like, she obviously did that.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. That is the new one from Lady Gaga. It's called The Dead Dance. Just came out. A video that goes along with that song will be out this morning, 9 a.m. So definitely check that out. And yeah, what do you guys think? We're getting some good feedback here. 702-364-9400. This one says, that sounds like classic Lady Gaga, and I absolutely love it. This one says, great Lady Gaga song. I love some of the other ones on Mayhem more, but that is definitely a bop. So yeah, keep your feedback coming. We love to hear it. It is 805. And just, nostalgia, I think, can really take you to a good place. And a lot of people have been experiencing a lot of nostalgia here in Las Vegas. And I feel like the Sphere has really brought it back for a lot of people with some of the bands. It started out with like the older bands. You had like the Eagles and who else was there?
U2,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you moved to the Backstreet Boys for some 90s nostalgia. And now we're going into the movies with the Wizard of Oz. They are putting the classic on, I would say, the big screen, but it's not the big screen, the big sphere, basically. And I think it sounds incredible. Like, the visuals, I have yet to see it. But Steph, I know you've been kind of wondering about it.
Yeah, so I was at dinner with my husband, and we were talking about the Wizard of Oz at the Sphere and how badly I want to go. I'm like, you know how much I love Wicked. I'm so excited for Wicked Part 2 in November. I think it's an incredible time for the Wizard of Oz to be at the Sphere. And my husband goes, really? You want to see it that bad? I'm like, yes, imagine hearing and seeing this song in 360. The Yellow Brick Road, Munchkin Land, all of that would be in high definition that we can't get at home. Because that's what he's saying. He's like, I mean, we can just watch it at home and save some money.
Is that his character, though? Is he kind of like the naysayer when it comes to stuff like that?
He's just more like, I need to sell him. Like, I need to give him some selling points. Like, hey.
You got to hype him up.
And I don't think that it's been out long enough for him to see enough hype around it. I mean, I've seen a couple of videos. It's pretty cool. Like, the apples will be dropping or the tornadoes. But I love that movie. So I'm wondering if anyone has seen it. How do I persuade my husband to take me to the Sphere and watch Wizard of Oz?
Because it's not cheap, right?
Yeah.
It's like over $100 to go see it. Yeah. So I get that. I did hear that the movie has been shortened, that it's not the full movie, that they've just cut out some scenes. But then on the other side, I mean, man, that's such a multi-generational movie. Like, it just really takes me back. I remember being a kid, and when that would come on the regular TV, like literally, like on, I think ABC aired it, we would watch that, and it was just like such an event. Has anyone seen it? And would you recommend? Was it worth it in your opinion? Or is it like, okay, it was cool, but if I could do it all over again, maybe not? 702-364-9400. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, now you have seen The Wizard of Oz at the Sphere. How was it? What's your take as far as if it's worth it or not?
Yeah, you know what? I have friends in town who really wanted to go. They are Wizard of Oz people. And I am not a Wizard of Oz person. you will see a lot of costumes, let me tell you right now.
Really?
And that is not me. I saw the movie, gosh, over 30 years ago. And I remember it being kind of long and kind of scary. And I actually didn't remember the ending. I didn't remember what happened when they actually met the wizard. But it was great. We all loved it. The tornado scene alone makes it worth it. They really put you inside the tornado.
Joe, I'm with you. Were you engaged the entire time? Like, how long is it? And were you engaged for the entire period?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, I'll call it like the Wizard of Oz light. They did cut out a lot of scenes, but I don't think you're going to miss anything that they cut. Like, I think the lion sings a song in the original. They cut that. I don't have to hear that.
I don't have to hear the stupid
like,
lion
I'm
sing.
Good, I'm good.
Was it, what about for like younger kids? Would it be too realistic? Like, do flying monkeys swoop down at you in 360 and freak you out or anything like that? That was always the most terrifying scene to me.
Yeah, you know what? The kids seem to love it. And even when you're in the tornado, it's still a little funny. Like, you'll see the grandma in a rocking chair. So I think there's enough, you know, humor in it that it's a lot of fun. But the wind is blowing, debris is swirling, the seats are moving. It's just a lot of fun. I will say this, there are apples that fall from the sky.
The apples don't hurt your head though, right, Joe?
No, but they hurt. They might hurt your wallet. If you're in the back of the theater, you're not getting an apple.
Oh no. Those are for the prime time seats, the fancy seats. They get the apples, right?
Yeah, That's right. So if you're a local like me in the back row, you're not getting an apple.
But you will get dirt in your eye from the tornado. So don't worry about that. You will walk away with something. Thank you, Joe. Let's talk to Rob. Hey, Rob. Good morning. What do you think?
It was impressive. It was phenomenal. So, like, when they were doing the tornado, they had wind machines. They had, you could smell the dust, you could taste the dirt. They had leaves blowing around. There's a part where they actually dropped foam apples from the ceiling. Definitely, definitely worth the money of the ticket. Best show ever, because it's all in 360. It starts out, it's like, on a little screen, and then all of a sudden the whole screen lights up, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is freaking crazy.
It's like sensory overload. I love it.
You're selling me on this, man.
Let's talk. Thanks, Rob. Let's talk to Ashley. Ashley, you took your 6-year-old. How did that go?
It went great. She loved every second of it. And she never saw The Wizard of Oz before.
Oh, imagine setting the bar so high for a movie for the first time. Now she's going to want to see every movie at the Sphere, Ashley.
I hope not. I can't afford that.
Wait, why are we watching this on the regular TV? This is terrible. No, it sounds amazing.
Yes.
I think it's worth it.
You know, I think I would go. It sounds like you can get some pretty affordable tickets.
Honestly, I went to the Beyonce concert by myself. If I have to go to Wizard of Oz by myself, I will go then.
You know what, though, Steph? I feel like if Joe was on these calls, we have these calls recorded. You need to play it back for him. And I feel like that's a convincing right there.
Babe,
everything that these callers just said.
I'll go with you if you need someone to go.
Yeah,
we can be off to see the wizard.
Yes.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
And in the back with no apples.
Well, are you going to dress up, though, if you
go? Oh, my God.
Do you have an outfit?
I could wear, like, a blue and white little dress and wear, like, red little flats.
Wear your Cowboy Carter outfit. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I am dying right now. I am dying. We were just talking about going to see The Wizard of Oz at the Sphere. And I'm scrolling through social media during the song, and I come up on one of my cousin's posts, and she does one of those check-ins, like, we're here. She literally went and saw The Wizard of Oz at the Sphere. Like, yesterday.
What?
Oh, you should have called her.
Well, the thing is, I didn't know she was here.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, she's in town. Here's the thing. So, she didn't reach out, and I was kind of like, wow, wait, I live here. But then I thought, well, maybe she figured I'd be too busy. I mean, honestly, she's not wrong. Okay. So, like, sometimes when family comes to Vegas or friends, I feel like I have to clear my whole calendar and play tour guide. And it's a lot. But then on the other side, it's like, why didn't she call and let me know that I was here? Like, should I be relieved or should I be offended? Have you been in that situation where you're like, okay, I thought maybe like a phone call, let me know you're here in town. But then again, if she would have called, would I have been like, girl, it's Tuesday. I can't do anything. Does anyone find themselves in that position? And what do? When family and friends come to town and don't call, do you take it personally? Or are you secretly like, thank you for not adding another thing to my week? 702-364-9400.
You know what? I used to take it personally. But now I honestly don't care. I am so relieved because I'm not looking, you alluded to that, or you basically said it. I'm not looking for the added responsibility. I'm not looking to be somebody's tour guide. I'm new here. I need a tour guide. You be my tour guide. Unless it's someone that I'm very close with, like one of my 6 close friends, I would be extremely, extremely insulted. But other than that, you know what? It's all good. You go do you, and I'll just hang out and I'll just do me.
I think for me, it's more the fact that it's family. Like, if it were a friend, I think I'd feel that way. Like, yeah, this is... And I've had that happen where, like, some of our radio friends will come to town and they're like, I'm in your city. And I'm like, yay, have fun. You know? I'm not doing anything with you. But, like, my fam... Like, this is, like, my closest cousin. And I'm low-key kind of sad. Like, she didn't even let me know that she was here. She posted it on social media instead. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being dramatic.
No. Has this happened before? Has she come to Vegas before and not checked in with you?
No, she's come to Vegas before and always let me know. So now I'm like,
oh darn.
What happened? Steph, what about you?
I had a cousin a few months ago that did not say anything to me. My closest cousin as well. And I see her location. It's not like she's posting out everywhere. So I'm following her location. She's here for a whole week. She's starting at the Park MGM. She's going to, like, the Hoover Dam. And then she's going to Area 50. I'm literally zooming. I'm like, this girl still has not texted me. So I didn't say anything to her. I didn't want to confront her. But when I saw her in San Diego a couple months ago, I kind of confronted her in front of our whole family. And it was kind of passive aggressive. I was like, I miss you. She goes, I miss you too. Like, she knew I was going to talk about
it. Oh, no.
And I'm like, so I saw you and so-and-so were in Vegas a couple months ago. She goes, yes, I was.
Oh, no.
And you know what her response was? She goes, when you come to San Diego, you never come to visit me. So she threw it back on me.
It was payback.
It was payback. So I think she was like, well, when you come to San Diego, which is only for like 36 hours, I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I haven't had the time. And then she started getting heated in front of our whole family. She goes, you know what? I don't want to talk about this right now.
Oh.
So now what? When she comes, is she still going to hit me up? Or do I go to San Diego and I hit her up? Where are we on this?
You guys haven't talked since, huh?
We actually talked this past weekend and everything was fine, but it's like, now I don't know. Like, yeah. Am I the one that was in the fault, or was she?
If you need a mediator, listen, if you want somebody, I don't mind doing it. I can call her. I can call you.
Who do you think was at fault here?
I think she's a pretty passive aggressive, I can be honest with you.
Mercedes?
I would be hurt. The fact that she got salty about it. There's nothing worse when someone starts getting passive aggressive with you and salty, and you're just like, hey, I was just trying to ask a question here. I wasn't trying to start anything. You know what I mean? Maybe she thought you would be swamped with work, but it does sound like she was trying to pay you back, which to me would make me kind of question, like, what's my relationship with her?
Yeah.
You know, it's that's tough. We're getting some texts here. This one says, she probably thought you'd be swamped with work. I do the same when I visit my sister. Less pressure on the both of us. This one says, you should be relieved. I love my family, but it's exhausting when they expect me to be their concierge. This is how you and I are both feeling. I'd be a little hurt. Even just a quick coffee would mean a lot. And then this one says, my cousin comes to town and doesn't tell me. Best gift she's ever given me.
Are you gonna hit her up? What are you gonna do?
No, she's already left. She's in Phoenix now.
Oh,
she came from Laughlin, did something there, came here, saw the Wizard of Oz at the Sphere, and now then last night she was in Phoenix watching the Fever play the Mercury.
Oh,
I was like, this is like world Southwest tour here.
Mercedes, before we get into it, can I just throw one idea?
Sure.
Could you just, what do you think about leaving a comment under her social media and just saying, hope you had fun, smiley face. How about that?
Now I'd be turning into passive aggressive person.
No, you genuinely mean it.
No, I don't. I don't hope she had fun. I hope she was miserable without her cousin. I hope she had a terrible time.
Scratch that idea.
All right, let's do it. It is time to win, time to play Heads Up. And we've got a really cool prize. I didn't know that they had these. I totally want one. We've got four Pogo passes for you. What is a Pogo pass? You can bounce around from one attraction to the next. One pass gets you access to local attractions like Cowabunga Bay, Discovery Children's Museum, Uptown Jungle Fun Park, plus access to sports games like the Las Vegas Aviators, the Las Vegas Lights, the Vegas Nighthawks. It's so cool. And caller 20 right now, you're going to get a four pack of these Pogo passes when you win Heads Up. All you got to do is pick your category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and the passes are yours. Caller 20, you're playing right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we've got our contestant, Jessica, your caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
Alrighty, let's do this.
Let's do it. We've got these four really cool Pogo passes to get you. Pick a category. Do you want to go with diaper duty, 401k, or skin deep?
Go with diaper duty.
Diaper duty. Okay, September is baby safety month. So these are all things that are associated with babies. Do you have any babies?
I got four of them. I'm dropping two of them off right now.
Oh my gosh, you're going to kill it at this one. I've got two of them. So between the six babies we have here, we got to get this. Six and 60 seconds is all we need. You ready?
So ready. Let's do this.
All right, good luck, Jessica. Heads up, and 60 seconds starts now.
When you don't want to feed them, but they want to suck, you put one of these in their mouth.
pacifier.
Yes. This is where they sleep in their what?
Crib.
Yes. When you feed them, you put them in one of these so they can sit.
High chair.
Yes. This is, you turn this on so you can hear them from the other room.
Baby monitor.
Yes. This is like their standard outfit when they're little. It's just a little.
Lumsy.
Yes. This is what you do to them so they are like wrapped like a burrito. You put them.
Bottle them.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow, Jessica. I mean, talk about same wavelength here. You and I killed it on that. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Going to get these four pogo passes. These are going to come in so handy for you, Jessica. You can bounce around from one attraction to the next. One of these passes gets you access to local attractions like Cowabunga Bay, Discovery Children's Museum, Uptown Jungle Fun Park, access to the Aviators game, the Lights games, the Nighthawks games. It is so cool. And we've got four of these passes just for you right now. Congratulations. And make sure you keep listening because tomorrow morning, we're going to have four more of these Pogo passes for you. Make sure you are listening 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. And just a reminder, we'll have more Disneyland tickets for you too at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We are giving away so much cool stuff. So keep it here. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I know it seems early to talk about this, but holiday spending, it's expected to dip this year. A new survey says that the average consumer plans to spend about $1,500, which is down 5% from last year. The sharpest cut comes from Gen Z. They plan to just slash their holiday budgets by like 23%. They're dealing with a variety of factors, smaller salaries, new expenses, debt, and they'd rather spend their money on experiences like concerts and travel instead of material gifts, which I completely understand. Other generations are kind of keeping things flat. Boomers are actually planning to spend more, so be nice to grandma this year. Across the board, though, inflation and the threat of tariffs have shoppers either starting really early, like now, or holding out for those big deals that they're hoping will be coming up.
So if you're Gen Z, if I were you, I would probably take advantage, just like what you were saying just now. I'd probably like take advantage of the sales early. You know what I mean? There's a lot of great deals you can find as long as you put the work into it. But hey, I don't fault anyone for experiences either. I think I need to experience more of that myself.
So. Yeah, I'm big on that. I'd rather spend money on a concert ticket than, you know, a pair of shoes that, yeah, that'd be cool to have another pair of shoes, but I'd rather go to a show that I really, really, really like. That's kind of my downfall. That's where I spend the most money.
Even if it's a shoe that you've been wanting forever, shoes or Lady Gaga? Which one are we going with?
Lady Gaga.
For sure.
100%. Yeah. What about you?
It'd be very tough. I think I got to go. I don't want to sound shallow, but I think I got to go shoes before the concert. I'd probably go the item if it's something I've been really wanting over the experience, because I feel like I could experience something like that again, even though I probably couldn't. I don't know why. I just talk myself into something, and then I just
convincing. Know what your answer is, but
I'll buy the product over the experience, and then I'll talk myself into it by saying, oh, I can experience something like that similar down the road.
Okay.
Just not that exact experience.
Also this morning, a new study says there is no gray area here. Sexting with an AI chatbot is considered cheating by 61% of people. They did some research here and they found that here in the digital age, people are drawing clear lines, and not surprisingly, 72% say sexting with another human would be a deal breaker. But the survey found that things like subscribing to OnlyFans or chatting with a cam model or even DMing strangers, that they're now getting classified under infidelity too. So what do you guys think? If James was sexting with a ChatGPT, would you consider that cheating?
Baby, we done. Divorce papers signed.
Really?
That is weird to me. Like, psychologically, that means James has feelings for something, even if it's not someone, it's something else. And I think that it shows that he doesn't have, or we're lacking something, right? Like, I'm not giving him something and he's trying to seek it elsewhere. So that is a red flag to me that he could be doing it with something else.
That I get, but you wouldn't even have a conversation with him? You'd be like, dunzo? Really?
I would have, maybe not divorced, but maybe like, hey, this is not leading to the way that we need to.
Okay.
This is technically cheating. We have issues.
I feel like there are different levels to this. I mean, you know, look, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right, but I feel like AI, it's not, I feel like you could, that's at least worth a conversation or two. Now, when you're talking about OnlyFans, that is definitely, I think that's cut and dry. But yeah, what are your thoughts, Mercedes?
I think if you are whispering sweet nothings into ChatGPT at 2 a.m., your relationship might already be in trouble. Like, that just is weird. I'd be like, you're a loser. Why are you doing that? Like, why are you doing that,
you loser?
finally, this morning, Gen Z is reimagining the career path, and apparently it involves frogs. Instead of climbing the corporate ladder, they prefer what's being called as career lily pad. Have you guys heard about this?
No, I would love to hear more.
This is the first time I've heard about it too. The idea is, rather than, you know, being so rigid and working your way up the corporate ladder, you instead jump to the opportunity that fits best at the moment. That's why they say it's career lily padding. So this survey found that 68% of Gen Z workers say they don't want management roles that come with more money or more privilege. They're not, and it's not like they're less ambitious. They're just kind of channeling that ambition differently. They are just finding the opportunities that please them and kind of jumping from pad to pad instead of climbing that ladder. 57% say they have a side hustle right now. And for Gen Z, the day job kind of funds the passion project, if that makes any sense. It's like you're just working to pay the bills, but you're doing that so you can fund what you really, really want to do.
I think this speaks to what you're saying. It's so funny you're sharing this. I have a friend that just lost his job last week at a digital firm, and he's Gen Z for sure. And if it was me, I'd be crying. I'd be all sad. I'd be depressed for a while. He is pivoting, and it's like no big deal. And I guess he's jumping, as you say, from lily pad to lily pad, and he's just doing his own social media thing independently as an independent consultant. So yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I envy that, the ability to pivot. I really envy the Gen Z generation for that.
Well, you say you would be like crying and you would be really upset. Do you have any solace in looking at it like, hey, you know, what's meant to be for me is not going to pass me by. And so that obviously wasn't meant for me. Like, do you take any, any kind of looks at it in that way where it's not such a bad thing?
Yeah, I do. I just think it just comes down to, you know, the ability to find solutions that quickly. Being like, okay, you know what? This is done. What about this? What about this? What about this? This is just me personally. I tend to think very like one dimensionally, and I need to work on that. So I hope that makes sense.
I think like the only Gen Z ladder right now that they want to climb is the one that gets them out of the debt. You know, that seems to be the big one right there. Steph, what are you like as far as, you know, climbing the ladder, or are you more like a lily padder?
Well, I'm looking a lot at our, you know, management and the stuff that's on their plate. I'm good.
You're like lily pad.
No, I'm good. I'm cool right here.
No,
I'm
stressed.
Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know, weddings are full of drama. You've got the family dynamics. You've got last minute changes. You've got the open bar. But imagine being in the middle of all of it, and suddenly an unexpected guest walks in. What happened?
I can't imagine. But Justin Bieber, he crashed an Indian wedding in Los Angeles. And he was so casual. He wasn't dressed up in a suit or anything. By the way, if anyone ever had a surprising guest who showed up at your wedding, or maybe a wedding you're at, they could be a local celebrity, just a celebrity. It could be anybody. Feel free to call and text at 702-364-9400. But yeah, back to Bieber. He was dressed totally casual, ladies. Blue fur jacket in 90-degree LA heat. Jorts. And just casually walked in, and obviously, everyone there just went wild.
Why did he show up? What was the circumstances? Why did he go there?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out, and I can't find it online. I assume that he must know someone in the party or the bride and groom. That's my assumption. But right now, all the, you know, everything I research, it doesn't exactly say. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, did they pay him? I don't think so. It just seems so organic, and he didn't perform, Mercedes.
What did he do?
He just hung out. He just took photos and just hung out from what social media says.
Huh.
Uh-huh. I know. Maybe he got paid. Who knows? But he did show up. Just very casually.
Interesting. Yeah. That, I mean, of all people to show up at your wedding, in comes Justin Bieber, like no rhyme or reason. Do you stop the wedding? Do you pay attention to him? Do you act like he's not there? Like, what's the protocol for something like that?
Yeah, from what I see, the wedding definitely stopped. And yeah, you know, they took photos. I don't think he performed. And then it just kind of reminded me, she wasn't Justin Bieber, but I remember I was emceeing a wedding back in San Francisco, and former district attorney of the city, Kamala Harris, who's our former VP, actually, she was there. And just her being there blew my mind. I had to take a double take. I'm like, is that Kamala Harris? And to be honest, I thought she'd be blanketed in security. I mean, wouldn't you think that? No? Yes?
Deputy district attorney at the time? I don't know. Like, maybe a bodyguard or two.
Yeah, and you're right. She had 3 security around her. I was very, very hospitable. I waited till pretty much the end of the wedding, end of the dance, and I asked one of her security guards if she'd be cool with taking a photo, and she was so cool.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. It wasn't a bad experience, you know, where they like, no, get away, you know?
Yeah, I can't imagine that, but thankfully that didn't happen to me. I was definitely starstruck, but anyone here ever have anyone that's been, you know, that showed up at a wedding, celebrity? Maybe not even a celebrity, somewhat surprising?
Wayne Newton came to my wedding. Mr. Las Vegas himself came to my wedding, and it was... I mean, he was the hit of the show. Everyone was so excited that Wayne Newton was at my wedding.
Wow. Now, he obviously, you know him.
Yes,
you?
I know okay. him. And I'm friends with his sister-in-law. And so I invited her, and I invited her sister, who was married to Wayne. And I just sent them the invitation. If they wanted to come, great. If not, no hard feelings. And he came and bought us a really nice gift, took pictures with all my family. And he would call me every year on our anniversary just to wish me a happy anniversary. I think I have some audio of him calling me 1 year for my anniversary here.
Mercedes, I can't tell you that it feels like 16 years ago that I watched you and your husband take your vows. And they were beautiful then and even more beautiful now. And may I say that as you awaken each day, that you realize that day 16 years ago is when you loved your husband the least.
The least. It just, the love grew every year after that. And he's right. And it was just such a kind thing for him to do. He didn't have to do it, but it was amazing.
I'm starstruck just hearing that. I had no idea.
Yeah, he's such a good guy. Anyone have a celebrity come to their wedding? 702-364-9400. Amanda, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Did you witness a celebrity at a wedding?
Not me, because I'm only 35, but back in like late 80s, early 90s, my dad went to his best friend's wedding and Janet Jackson was there.
Oh my God.
Janet Jackson?
Yep, and then he had to go drop something off at her house, my dad's best friend did, and my dad went with, and he actually went in her house too.
Wow. When they're, now, she's a guest. She's not getting married, but still. I mean, how do you top that? I think everyone would be watching Janet, you know? The bride was probably like, excuse me, I'm over here, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh,
nope, she's gone. Yeah.
She was so excited by the moment.
Yeah, that is wild. We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. Sugar from Survivor came to my son's birthday party. I don't know who that is, but they sound amazing. That's from Tammy. This one says, Justin Bieber did not crash the Indian girl's wedding. He was paid just like when he performed for the other Indian wedding. So I guess, yeah, there's a price for everyone. Just FYI, no price for Wayne Newton. He did it for free.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.